Thousands of college graduates will receive their diplomas this month. 500 of them are North Carolina Teaching Fellows. They're the last of their kind to graduate. The state has cut off funding for the scholarship program. Rima Crace reports on the 30-year-old legacy of recruiting teachers, a challenge that still plagues the state today.
For years, Kamira Williamson had a plan. Get into the North Carolina High School of Science and Math, study hard, and eventually become a doctor. She accomplished 2 out of 3. Towards the end of high school, she realized medicine just wasn't for her.
And so honestly, I just didn't know what else to do. And so I was like, well, I like science, and my mom thinks I should be a teacher, and she's a good teacher. So I just decided, why not?
Williamson applied for the North Carolina Teaching Fellows Program. She was awarded $26,000 to study at NC State University. In return, she had to promise to teach in North Carolina for at least 4 years. As an undergrad, she got hands-on experience, trying to excite seventh graders on topics like genetics and wind speed.
Science is in everything that we have. You know, science is in your clothes, science is in your food, science is in the way you blink.
Williamson graduated from college this month. She's in the last fellows class. The state is no longer paying for it.
It's left a big hole in our teacher pipeline.
Keith Poston heads the Public School Forum of North Carolina, which ran the program. He says it recruited top students and helped transform the profession. It's prepared more than 8,000 teachers.
It wasn't just a scholarship. I mean, it wasn't just here's a check. Right from the very start, their freshman year, they were put into classrooms early.
There were leadership opportunities. Students traveled across the state, visited schools. From his desk, Poston pulls out a coffee-stained document.
This is a copy of the original report from 1986, and so you can...
The report talks about the state's teacher shortage back in the late 80s. It's called Who Will Teach Our Children? Poston says just take out the pictures of people in bell bottoms, and it would still hold true today.
We have the potential of a real crisis on our hands coming up, and the Teaching Fellows Program was just one piece of helping solve that puzzle of how are we going to fill our classrooms.
Across the nation, fewer people want to be teachers. In the last few years, teaching programs in North Carolina have seen more than a 20% drop in enrollment.
And now, because of the environment that we've created in North Carolina, we cannot attract from Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Michigan.
Greg Little is a former teaching fellow and the superintendent of Mount Airy City Schools. He says teacher pay is among the lowest in the country and that it's getting harder to fill certain positions, like those in math and science.
It's not like we've put a job out on a website and we have 10 or 15 applicants.
That was one of the weaknesses of the Teaching Fellows program. It didn't require students to pursue certain fields or to work in struggling schools. That's why House lawmakers are pushing new teacher scholarship programs that would do just that. Republican Senate Leader Phil Berger.
There are other ways that we can get highly qualified folks into the classroom, and I think Teaching Fellows was really not performing as well as it should have.
Berger is a big fan of Teach for America. He likes that TFA recruits students while they're in college, not high school.
It's been a good program for us. I'd like to see us expand it even more.
Even though fewer people are applying for TFA, that hasn't stopped the organization's growth here in North Carolina. Robin Furman is the director of the Eastern North Carolina chapter.
We're working in some of the hardest to staff classrooms across the state. And so I think that one of our successes has been delivering a really high, excellent teachers to kids who need them most.
But some of the biggest critiques of the program are that the teachers don't get enough training and end up leaving the classroom soon after their 2-year promise. Those weren't problems for the Teaching Fellows program. For Kamira Williamson, sticking around is important.
I feel an obligation to the communities of North Carolina. You know, I feel an obligation to that because they have poured a lot into us.
And if her program's track record is any indication, she'll likely stay in the classroom beyond her 4-year promise. According to a UNC study, teaching fellows stay longer than other North Carolina teachers. Rima Crace, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.